6:17 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line now retired Brigadier General in the Tennessee National Guard, Kurt Winsett. Kurt is a candidate for the Republican nomination in Tennessee's 5th Congressional District. Kurt, I understand you went down to the border in Texas on Sunday and I guess Monday. Tell me where you went and what did you see?
Okay, thanks for having me on this morning, Patrick. I was in Del Rio, Texas, which is about halfway between Brownsville and El Paso, about 7 hours each way, Valverde County. I met with the sheriff there, Martinez, and several deputies. We talked to border agents. To be very candid with you, it was an eye-opening experience. I mean, one, I'll give you two things. We need to build the wall, and we need to get more money to our Border Patrol agents so they can do their job and get more Border Patrol agents. It was unbelievable what we saw and learned. I mean, this is a massive, massive area. And they're talking about over from 2020 to 2021, when there was a change in administration, there was over 160% increase in encounters with unaccompanied minors coming across the border. Almost 1,000 per month is what the sheriff told us that was happening. And so with that in the background, we're driving along, and we are looking at the border part where they're trying to. There's some fences up and some not. So where they were trying to put some fences up, we're driving along looking, and next thing we know, we see two male adults bringing four children across to the U.S. side of the border, 7, 6, 4, and 1.5-year-old children, and then abandoning them.
What?
And so that yes.
No, tell me it's exact. So is the Rio Grande is right is, yes. is there, right?
The, correct, correct. They, right across, on Rio Grande.
How wide was the river there?
I'd say at least 100, 200 feet.
Really? And was it
possibly.
Was it deep? Was there a heavy current?
There are parts, Patrick, that are deeper and more swift currents. Then it slows down in parts. It gets a little more more shallow. And those are the areas, obviously, that are the most traversed in crossing the Rio Grande. But it's still dangerous because Sheriff Martinez was telling us about the number of bodies that are picked up, that people drown, just trying to get across.
What day did you see this incident with the four?
This was Sunday. We hadn't been on the ground. Hour and a half. We were using one of the deputies, well, the sheriff's deputy of the local county there, Valverde County, was taking us around, just showing us how some of these areas are so dense that you could, people could get in there and hide. Illegals, criminals, anybody could get
in
there and hide.
What would they hide in? When you say dense, dense with what?
I'm talking about foliage, just foliage.
Really?
Right there on the river.
And what kind of foliage is it?
It's just on the side of if you've been in South Texas, you'll know what I'm saying. It's on the side of the river. It's thickets, it's briars.
Got it.
Trees. I mean, it's really hard to get through it, but they figure out the paths. And then on the other side of that are subdivisions. So when they get through the foliage, they run through the subdivisions, which cause other havoc in the area.
So describe again, if you would, General Winstead, exactly what you saw with the adults and these four kids.
Okay, we're driving up. We're in a pickup truck driving up to look at the Rio Grande, to look at the border, to see the different areas. You can see clothes that the people that come across the border, the immigrants, illegal immigrants come across the border, that discard and put on other clothes, so they have dry clothes so they can kind of blend into the community. So he's showing us these places, these popular places for them to come across, where they try to police, but they really can't because there's not enough of them. Not enough border agents, not enough sheriffs, et cetera. So we're driving down through, then all of a sudden you can tell four children, because they're smaller, and two adults. And from afar, you think, oh, that looks like a family unit. It was not. As soon as we got up on them, the two adults, two male adults, start to rant. They start to question them. They take off running. Of course, the deputy stays with the children because that's your first concern, first safety. And the 1.5-year-old is in the arms of the 6-year-old girl or the 5-year-old girl, just crying, just bawling. It's 106 degrees. Matter of fact, it's 106 degrees. That's hot. And so they just abandoned them, run off. And immediately the sheriff, the deputy sheriff, calls the Border Patrol, who takes possession of them in a van to get them to a processing point. And he said, you know what, I don't know when the Border Patrol can get here because there's not enough of them. So it may be a couple hours, it may be several hours, we don't know, but I'm calling them trying to get them here as soon as possible. So he called, the Border Patrol showed up within about 30 minutes, which was lucky. We're able to process it, to get the kids. They were very dehydrated, get them water, some snacks, and then the Border Patrol takes custody of them and takes.
And what becomes of those kids?
Well, they go to the processing center, and then within about 48 hours, the processing center tries to help them find relatives in the United States, and then they're just dispersed throughout the United States.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
it's a sad situation, and to be very candid with you, the increase in the number of unaccompanied minors shows you that this administration, the Biden administration, their policies are failing, because they're actually encouraging this to happen, encouraging the kids and other immigrants to come across the border. Then when they get across the border, they're processed and dispersed, and you don't see them anymore. They're encouraging this. And during the Trump administration, you look at the statistics, this was not happening at this rate. It's about fourfold now since the Trump administration. This was not happening. There was no incentive to come across because we weren't taking them.
Well, we're talking with retired Brigadier General Kurt Winsett, a candidate for the Republican nomination in the 5th Congressional District, talking about your trip down to the border in Texas. Here's the big policy question for you. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the big question for you, if you were to be elected to Congress, and if you were to serve in Congress in January of 2023, would you introduce legislation to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, for failing to enforce our existing immigration laws?
Absolutely, yes. Especially after this trip to the border.
Especially after the trip to the border. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, it sounds like it was a theoretical thing until you went down there and you saw what's going on.
Well, exactly. I mean, you read the statistics, you know it's a failing policy, and you know this is going, I mean, this is someone that is not respected on the border whatsoever from anyone we spoke with. And so you have bad morale all over. But after seeing it firsthand, I mean, it's incredible. So yes, the answer to your question is an unequivocal yes.
I got one other question for you. You ready? Why are you a candidate for Congress going down to the border to see what's happening when the Vice President, Kamala Harris, has never made it to the border? I think she went to like a hotel room in El Paso to give a press conference. And when was the last time Joe Biden was down there?
Well, you know what? I can't answer that question, but I can tell you why I go. Because I care and I want to put America first. Simple as that.
Kurt Winsted, retired Brigadier General in the Tennessee National Guard, thank you very much for that report. And come in studio again, if you would. Really appreciate your time.
Definitely would do that. Thank you very much, Mark.
All right. When we come back, wait for it, the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report, Aaron Gulbranson, will have an update on the twists and turns in the Robbie Starbuck case and all sorts of other political stories here in Tennessee. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.